Welcome to the Sports Medicine Podcast, brought to you by the Sidney and J.L. Huffines Institute for Sports Medicine and Human Performance in the Department of Health and Kinesiology at Texas A&M University. At the Huffines Institute, we're always working to facilitate, apply, and bring you the most up-to-date coverage of the wide world that is sports medicine and human performance, all in a language you can understand and share with your friends. And now, here's our host, the director of the Huffines Institute, Dr. Tim Lightfoot.
Hello, and welcome to the weekly podcast from the Huffines Institute for Sports Medicine and Human Performance. I'm your host, Tim Lightfoot, and every week we bring you interesting people from the world of sports medicine, people that have something different to say than what you've normally heard out there in the press and in a variety of other things. And we're very excited to have Ms. Adora Olanu here. And welcome, Adora, to the podcast.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Oh, you're more than welcome. It's a privilege to have Adora here, and I want to tell everyone why that is. Adora actually is one of our student athletes here at Texas A&M. She was recently named the most valuable player of our women's basketball team this year. Yeah, she was on our national championship team last year. She has been all conference academically 3 years. She's been the team co-captain 3 years. She was all Big 12 honorable mention. She holds a record at A&M for the most games that were played at 141. Averaged 11.6 points per game, second leading rebounder on the team, 6.2 assists a game, led team in block shots, second in steals. She was amazing on the basketball court. And what's even really incredible, she is amazing in the classroom as well. She graduated after only 3 years with a degree in allied health at Texas A&M. Actually graduated with honors as well. Congratulations.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
And she's finishing a master's degree in health education. And that's going to be done before too long as well, isn't it?
Hopefully by the end of the summer.
Excellent.
Hoping.
Yeah. So Adora really represents the best a student athlete can be. And so we're just quite pleased to have her here today to talk about life as a student athlete. And it's all glamour, isn't it?
No, not at all. Not at all, no. It's very fun. I mean, it gives you something extra to do, but you always have to focus on school first, because without it, you can't play the sport that you want to play, at least on the team that you're on. But I mean, it's a lot of work. It's definitely not all fun, but there is a lot of fun to it.
Yeah. Now, we've often talked about athletes basically having two jobs, student athletes having two jobs, to go to school and to play the sport. So how many hours a week, and recognize the NCAA has some regulations about how many hours a week you can practice.
Right.
But that's not all you do with a sport. How many hours a week do you think you would spend with basketball-related things on an average week?
A week?
Yeah.
I would say, I mean, practice would be at least 3 hours.
Yeah.
So then other things, I would add at least 2.5 hours to that day. So,
because you guys do practice on Saturday and Sunday and deal with other
things. Yeah, sometimes. I mean, we have to get one day off.
Yeah.
It's mandatory, so that's a rest day. But normally, I mean, if you're really into it, you're going to put in extra work, going to go in early to shoot, stay in late, just get a little extra conditioning out. But, yeah, they have us in for a while, and then you just always want to do extra because you're getting so competitive with the sport that you're at that you want to do extra and get in extra hours.
Yeah. You know, I have a great question here from the producer. It says, because you're graduating, what are the things that you're going to miss most about the student-athlete lifestyle?
I already miss the meals that they provide us with.
Yeah.
I definitely will miss that. And just being in that family setting with your teammates. Once you come in as a freshman, you're like, oh, we're always together. I mean, always together. But then once you start leaving, it's kind of like, I'm going to miss that. You know, we don't get to hang out as much. The camaraderie is great. And I think that's something I'm definitely going to miss. I kind of miss that already, seeing that. I mean, I'm a part from the team because they're building to be a team that they are for next year. So that's something that I miss. And, of course, just being in the facilities that we have, something that we definitely take advantage of, and not having that because you're going to graduate is something that's going to be missed.
That is a support system, isn't it,
mm-hmm.
amongst your teammates and so forth.
Right, definitely. Something that you come to rely on for 4 years, and then when you don't have it, it's something that you're like, oh, I mean, definitely you get friendships that last for a while. And I have a couple of friendships on the team that are definitely strong, and I can rely on them. But it's when you're all together that it's something that you're going to miss.
Yeah, because those are certainly experiences that only y'all have had.
Right.
And not everybody just had. How do you think you're going to replace that support system after you leave here?
You can't. I mean, I know my family is great.
Yeah.
They're a different support system for me, but you can't replace that team atmosphere or support system that you had when you were a part of the team.
Yeah. We'll come back to that in a few minutes, but I wanted to ask you a follow-up question on the what you enjoyed most about being a student-athlete. What are the things that you will not miss about the student-athlete lifestyle?
I don't know if my coaches would appreciate this too much, but definitely their tempers and their varying personalities. Mm. For the most part, it was interesting. I mean, you have to keep yourself entertained and have a positive outlook on things that are going on. So I definitely did that with a couple of my teammates, just either laughing or construing their words to different things just so we can be positive and make a joke out of it. So that's one thing I wouldn't miss. Everything else, I mean, I was just easy going with it. Like 6 a.m.s, they weren't so bad. I actually still do that to this day, just so before I go to class, get a workout in before.
So you can always say you got it done.
True.
Yeah, during the day.
Yeah, true. Yeah. So
you look around the classroom and you go, I worked out already.
Yeah.
You guys didn't.
Yeah, I went to a couple of seminars and they were saying how physical activity definitely helps with school and academics. So I definitely increased that after I went to those seminars and listened to the presentations. So I get in more now.
Yeah. We're talking about what you're going to miss or not miss about the student-athlete lifestyle. Is there some way you're going to keep basketball in your future? Tell us about your future plans. We know you were on the list to be drafted with the WNBA, and you weren't drafted. So what's the next step?
Next step, finish grad school, definitely in the summer. And then I'm definitely working towards playing overseas in the fall. I'm really excited about that. I mean, my brother, he's overseas, and every time we talk, I mean, he just sounds like he's having a blast. It's not like he's there playing basketball. That's not the first thing he brings up. So basketball would definitely be a bonus, but I'm definitely looking forward to go overseas and continue playing basketball.
Yeah, and just for the audience, your brother played here at A&M, was drafted by the Lakers, and he's played, I think he's in France
he's
now?
In France, he's Powell in France, yeah. Yes. Cool. Yeah, he loves it. Yeah. He loves it.
Well, but you've also been known and talked about in the media how you would love to explore the world.
Definitely. I think just because of my family, where we're from, exploring different cultures is something that I'm used to. So knowing this American culture aside from the Nigerian culture that I was brought up from, like knowing different things is just very intriguing to me. So if I get the opportunity to go overseas, I'll definitely take full advantage of it.
So the question is, do you speak French or some other foreign language?
I speak Igbo. Okay. Yes, a language Nigerians speak.
Mm-hmm. So when you came here, you probably had some goals, some things you wanted to accomplish in sport. We know that you probably wanted to accomplish your degree. You obviously worked hard at it and got your degree and so forth. As you leave, did you accomplish what you came here to do or the things that you wanted to do when you got here?
I think so, yeah. I didn't really set any set goals for athletics as far as score this many points. Mostly, I know I definitely wanted to just make an impact on some of my teammates by far. And I think I succeeded at that for the most part. But other than that, I know I wanted to just leave respecting anyone that was here and being respected by everyone else. And then graduating for my family and my friends, for everyone that supported me. And then, I mean, I had other aspirations to continue playing basketball, and I think that's definitely going to come true as well. But as far as everything else, I think I left off, or I'm going to leave off on a good foot as far as accomplishing all the goals that I set.
Great. What biggest life lesson that you maybe unexpectedly learned from being part of the women's basketball team here?
Patience is really something that you may say that you have, but it's something that you really have to work on. I always thought that I was patient, but there's always certain times where you want to jump out at something or, I don't know, just say different things or think certain ways, but you know that you really have to be patient and just see things out through. And then, once you do that, along the way, you'll find out that if you would have, you know, overreacted, then things could have escalated to things that shouldn't have. And, like, when you are patient and you just work things out, things will definitely work out to your favor or how they should.
Yeah. Now, it may be the same answer, but we'll ask the question anyway. We have some of our listeners are high school athletes that are thinking about going to college at various places. If you had to tell an incoming freshman something that no one told you that you think would help them kind of adjust to the college lifestyle as a student athlete, what would you tell them?
If you want to, because my goals were to attend medical school beyond this. And I know a lot of people tell me that playing athletics, that's definitely not something that you can do. You know, you may need to, you know, scale back a little bit, be realistic. And I think that for any goals that any high schoolers have pursuing while they come into college, I think they should definitely still pursue that, because there's no one that can really tell you that you can't do anything. I mean, as long as you really want to do it, you can. And I think that's one thing that people may get bad advice on, that when they come here, that there's something that's too hard for them to do. But definitely, if they want to do it, they can definitely pursue that, because everything is possible. And I think having a strong faith and support system can definitely help them get through.
And there's lots of examples of physicians that played college sports, right. And we have many on our staff here. Mm-hmm. Medical school still in your future?
Somewhere? Yes, definitely. I mean, I know it's going to be delayed, but yeah. It's definitely something that I want to pursue. I know I was thinking about physical therapy as well, and that just came on later on in college. But, I mean, those are two options that I'm definitely going to think about, which path I want to take.
Cool. So you're about to switch into an atmosphere where you don't have a daily exercise regimen.
Mm-hmm.
So how are you planning to handle that? How are you going to do that now that you don't have someone saying you have to be there at 6 o'clock in the morning?
Self-motivation and fear of just becoming too lazy and out of shape. But once you've been doing it for so long, it's kind of hard to get out of sync with it. I know, like, with finals coming up, I've been studying, like, for hours straight. So I have to, like, say in my head that I need to get at least an hour or 30 minutes of workout in. But I think since it's just been something I've been doing for a long time, it's hard for me to just drop that and not continue to work out or to participate in sports. So yeah. I definitely still incorporate that in my everyday life.
Yeah. We were talking a few minutes ago before we got started about pressure during athletic situations. You obviously have been in pressure-packed situations, free throws in the last second of games that could win, national championship games, a little bit of pressure there, just a tad. Yeah. How do you handle that stress? Is there anything in particular that you do, anything you think about? Is there something that it just happens naturally, that you're a very calm individual and it just really doesn't bother you?
As far as in the game or?
Yeah, well, just in life, in the game?
Oh, either definitely. One. Faith. That's the only thing I can rely on. I mean, it's the best thing, I think, in my opinion, to rely on. But, I mean, there's certain things that you can't control. So if you give all of that up to God because you know that He's in control of everything, like, stress is not even an option. Mm. And I remember writing that in one of my women's health journals. And it's something that I fully believe in. And, like, if I give Him everything, then there's nothing for me to stress about, because He's going to take all that stress upon Himself and, like, lead me in the path that is truly right and just. And then it just kind of leads up to my favorite verse that I said at the banquet, Proverbs 3, 5, 6, trust in the Lord in all you do, and do not lean on your own understanding. Mm. Acknowledge Him in all your ways, and He will make your path straight. And that's just something that He will do. And, I mean, stress wouldn't even be a factor.
Yeah. But it sounds like that while your faith is very important, and what I agree with, we have a friend of ours named Jacques Dallaire who's been here, and he's exercise physiologist, and he keeps saying if athletes will focus on the things they can control and not focus on the things they can't control, they do so much better. And it sounds like that's part of your attitude, because you said it right at the beginning. It's like, I'm not going to focus on the stuff that I have no control over.
Yeah, I think it's something, like, if you do, I mean, if you have no control over it, it's only going to be worse for you. That's how I look at it. So I try not to add any stress to my life, so eliminate it. Weekend.
Did you enjoy the recruiting experience in high school?
Yeah, I did. I definitely wish I knew more. I definitely wish my brother was a girl so he can tell me, like, his experiences from the women's perspective and not his, because men and women, as far as recruiting, is different. But
so how's it different?
I enjoyed it. They're just, I mean, a men's sport compared to women is different. So they have different elements that they have. As far as me, it was more lower scaled. Mm-hmm. So not a lot of people were involved. So it was kind of like second tier to him. But it was really, I would say, interesting. I mean, I would change things up a little bit now as far as where I went. But I enjoyed it.
Now, we had one of the A&M former football players on a few weeks ago. And, and you two were the first student athletes we've actually had on the podcast.
Andrew?
Yeah.
Okay.
Andrew, yeah. And we asked him this question. I'm going to ask you, because as you said, it's probably different from the women's perspective and the women's side of things. What would you tell a high school student who wants to play college sports? Maybe they're getting recruited. What are some things that you would tell them that maybe no one else will tell them because you've gone through this situation?
Well, I definitely think it depends on, like, who's important to them. Because mm-hmm. people, I mean, like, my decision was based off of my family. Mm-hmm. And, like, what would definitely benefit them as well as me. But, I mean, if people are trying to decide or athletes are trying to decide what's best for them, then they should definitely leave with their heart and definitely take everything that they've learned seriously or that they've experienced at the college and not just go for who's there, but what is there for them.
Mm-hmm.
Because it would be, I don't know if sad is the right word, for someone to go to college based on their teammates who are there and not exactly something that they can get out of as far as academics and what the school can provide for them. But if they're there for their family, definitely just think about the sacrifice that their family might have to make coming to watch them play.
Mm.
Or even if they can't watch them play, just including them into the decision just so it can be a group and a family decision, something that they won't regret later on.
When you were being recruited and you went on your visits, did you get like a feeling about each institution? And we won't ask you to name institutions, but were there things that maybe attracted you to some places that you didn't see in others? I mean, you talked about the academic environment.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, what did you look for when you came here about the academic environment?
Well, when I first came, they introduced me to the athletic advisor. Mm-hmm. And then mm-hmm. she kind of laid out a schedule that I would take as far as my major. And that was intriguing to me. And she just laid out everything that A&M could provide to me, being mm-hmm. an athlete and a student. And I think that was very interesting, as well as visiting the different... I visited the medical school that was here,
mm-hmm.
and my parents loved that, and I did as well. It was one of the points that actually sold me here, and I think that it was a helpful tool, just visiting colleges and knowing that they're interested in your academic success as well as your athletic.
I would bet people that are listening are going to be surprised that the medical school is what impressed you about the university. I'm not sure that many of us would think that athletes are interested in looking at the medical schools where they're going.
I guess it was a good tip that the coaches did, like contacting the director of that school. But, yeah, they had two girls that were excellent in showing us around. And my parents actually fell in love with them more than they did the school. But, I mean, the way that they enjoyed it was just something that was a positive for my visit here.
Yeah, excellent. So, you know, one of the things that we battle, Adora, in mm-hmm. our business is that females are still, in general, afraid to go into the weight room because mm-hmm. they're afraid they're going to work out, they're going to get really big and bulky.
What?
Now, regular weight training is part of most athletic endeavors now for the women's teams as well, right?
Mm-hmm.
So what do you say to those women who say, you know, Adora, I don't want to go work out because I don't want to get big and bulky?
That's not something you should worry about. You should definitely focus on the reason why you're probably in that weight room is to excel at the sport that you're competing in. And they have trainers and the strength and conditioning coaches, so they know what they're doing. They're not going to, like, lead you in there to misguide you and have you bulky. But if it's something that will help benefit the team as well as yourself and your health, it's definitely not something that you should think about just getting bulky. And I don't see that being the case. Anyone on my team, no one just gained any extraordinary amount of weight or muscle that didn't fit their bodies. So I don't think it's something that should be feared. It should be something that should be enjoyed and looked forward to.
And you bring up a great point that we've brought up many times, and that is that modern athletics now is a team, not just from the players, but there's coaches. There's most teams now have specific strength and conditioning coaches mm-hmm. that work with them. I mean, y'all have one that works specifically with women's basketball, right?
Mm-hmm. Jen Jones, yeah.
Yeah, and so it's certainly a team effort. And so, yeah, they would not let you do anything that was going to make you less athletic, that's for sure.
No, not at all. I guess I have heard that once upon a time, but it's nothing that has deterred anybody, at least on my team. But, I mean, I don't think it should be anything to be worried about, as long as just improving for your team.
Yeah. Now, most interviews like this, probably with you, people ask you, what moment you love the best about Aggie Athletics? We're going to change it a little bit.
Okay.
What moment did you love the best about Aggie Academics?
Well, of course, the teachers.
Well, I mean, was there ever some test you came out of, and when you found out that you just blew it out of the water, you just jumped up and down and, you know, did the happy dance out in the hall? Or
I've never did a happy dance. I definitely, oh, no, actually, it was this semester.
Yeah.
It was an exercise physiology test. I missed a lot of classes because of basketball, so we were traveling. And I came back to complete the test after reviewing endlessly. And I made a really, really good score. Mm. And I don't know why I surprised myself, but I did. I called my mom as soon as I got out and could get service. And she was so happy for me. I was happy for myself. I was not expecting that at all. But, yeah, that actually did happen. And I was really proud of myself and grateful for the teacher for taking out the extra time to help me because I really needed it. And it improved in the grade that I received.
Yeah. And let's just deal with a myth as well that most people have about college athletes. If you're gone for a game, mm-hmm. and you're not in class, that doesn't mean you're not studying or you don't have things to do while you're on the road.
No, we have study hall hours on the road, and you're not always required to attend them if you have either a certain GPA or I guess you just don't need to, but or like if you're a senior. But yeah, we have mandatory study hall hours, and if not, most of us are in the room studying because we either have tests coming up or quizzes, and you can't always get them rescheduled or moved back, but you definitely have to complete them. So, yeah, that's another added stress to us on the road. But, I mean, if you like to study, I guess it's okay, but not too many people do.
No, studying is not high on everyone's list for enjoyment.
No, not really.
Well, speaking of enjoyment and fun, what's the fun memory that you're going to have of being on the women's basketball team?
Sydney actually mentioned it in her speech, her senior speech, during one of the Baylor games here at home my freshman year, so either 08, 09. Before I got into the game, I pulled off my warm-up top above my jersey, and my jersey was on backwards. it's funny thinking about it because, like, who would have thought that I would have had on my jersey backwards for an important game like that? But it's weird because during the warm-ups, I noticed that my collar was kind of, or what I thought was my collar was choking me a little bit. I just thought that it was just a weird feeling, but needless to say, going into the game, I had my jersey on backwards, so I had to recheck out and then check back in after I readjusted my uniform. It was by far the best memory ever.
You and I have had a conversation about pregame mm-hmm. festivities, and again, we were fortunate you guys brought home the national championship here. So this year there was a little bit more pomp and circumstance before each of the games. And mm-hmm. in particular, you know, you warm up for a while and you go off the court and you come back and you stand there and you wait for the national anthem to be done and all the hoopla, which was great.
Right.
How do you stay focused on playing? How do you stay warmed up during that time? Because, I mean, from the time you stop warming up till the time that ball actually tips is probably a good 10, 15 minutes.
Yeah, it is a good while. There isn't a good way. We have a bike in the waiting room where we are before we come out for the national anthem. But, I mean, only one person can get on it, and it's mainly designated for those who are injured and aren't participating. But, yeah, like we talked about, I definitely think they should think about moving the national anthem to before, like, we warm up, just so we can, like, stay warmed and continue to have sweat still on our bodies before we enter the match. But yes, yeah, it's definitely hard to stay warm, especially when you're home because you have so many extra things to do, like waiting in the back for you to be announced. But when you're on the road, you have the opportunity to stay on the court and continue to shoot. So that's one advantage of being on the road, aside from all the disadvantages that you have.
There's no disadvantages from being on the road, right? All the fans are nice to you?
They are. They're great. No, I'm joking. they're not, no. Especially some arenas, it's the worst. But, I mean, I actually enjoy playing on the road, aside from the fans. I think it's fun.
Do they ever hurt your feelings when they say things?
No, I mean, just because I always turn it around to something else or I just laugh about it. So, I mean, I'm not too fun to make fun of because I don't really care.
Yeah.
But I mean, I guess that's a good strategy.
Yeah. And I would guess that most athletes develop pretty thick skin after a while.
Some of them, yeah.
Yeah. We are running out of time here, Adora. We'd love to have you here. We give every one of our guests an opportunity to give kind of a take-home message.
Oh.
If you want people to remember one thing from this podcast, what would it be?
Stay focused on your goals and aspirations and just put God first and know that the reason that you're here is for a reason and to have fun.
That's an excellent take-home message. And we want everyone listening to take home the fact that we appreciate the fact that you've taken the time to download us and you're listening. We are also going to let you appreciate the fact that you have an opportunity to win one of our nifty podcast t-shirts. And with our podcast t-shirt question, we have our producer, Cheryl.
Besides English, what language does Adora speak?
Great podcast question. Be the first one to email us with the correct answer, at huffinespodcast@hlkn.tamu.edu, and you'll get one of those nifty podcast t-shirts that was designed actually by our producers, and they really look sharp. And so, again, be the first one to email us that. Again, we are so glad that you joined us today, Dora. Thank you so much for taking time to do that.
No problem. Thank you.
And I want to let everyone know that I have been assisted here in the studio. They often don't get the credit they deserve, by our producers Cheryl Marek and Samantha Springer. So, just a wonderful team of producers here. So thank you again for taking the time to download us and join us today. We hope that you join us next week when we have another interesting individual in the world of sports medicine that joins us. And until then, we want you to stay active and be healthy.
The Sports Medicine Podcast is produced by Cheryl Marek and licensed by the Huffines Institute at Texas A&M under a Creative Commons 3.0 license. You can share it as much as you want, and you can talk or blog about it all you want. Just don't change it or charge money for it. This podcast is made possible by support from the Omar Smith family and the Sidney and J.L. Huffines family. Our music was composed, performed, and graciously provided by Dave Zeltner Productions, your source for quality music and music production since 1992. Find them at www.davidzeltner.com. Our opening and closing credits were provided by John Miles Productions at johnmilesproductions.com. If you have questions or comments, please send them to huffinespodcast@hlkn.tamu.edu. From all of us at the Huffines Institute, we hope you have an active and healthy week.